And the reason was there have been several missed home run calls in the back in the recent past on that. I think several of them were involving Yankees, so they got more attention. In any case, MLB decided to put them in. However, maybe the most notorious missed home run call was 12 years earlier almost in the ALCS. We have Jeffrey Meyer here in the black catching a ball. Whoops. I need to get used to this. Catching a ball just before the Orioles, Tony Tarasco could catch the ball. So he became a hero to Yankee fans and villain to Orioles fans. But that brings up one of the reasons why reviews are permitted. There are three reasons. Being of an age where I was eligible for the draft, I think among them is the four Fs. For those of you younger, don't worry about that. First of all, it's got to be a possible home run. If once the ball hits the ground, you know, it's not subject to review. So the first reason, which we saw there, is fan interference. Another is whether it's a fair or foul ball. And the last one is over the fence, even though we take the term fence quite generically. Often it's not really a fence. Can't be demanded by a team, but that's usually what happens is a manager will come out and ask the umpires to take a look at it. After the decision is made, if the manager wants to talk about it more, he's immediately ejected. There was one case where it wasn't a possible home run, and they need a little education. It was fan interference on a possible ground rule double. However, the call didn't change. The way it works is the crew chief and two of the other umpires go to the viewing station, which is under the stands. One umpire will remain on the field to make sure no shenanigans take place, I suppose. They have a special room for reviews. It has a large high-def screen. They're on direct phone line to MLB in New York. One point of interest is the umpires may see more than you do on TV. So if they make a decision that you don't think is right, it could be because they're seeing something you didn't see. They get the feeds from all the coverage on it. There's no time limit on it. MLB does not release data on how long it takes. Some of our stories know that the more difficult ones have taken more than 10 minutes. Okay, so next I'm going to go into some of the data on these. So these are up to date as of last Wednesday. There was one review yesterday, which isn't in here. It was an upheld over the fence call. So we see over almost 4 years, there's been 244 of them. So that's running at maybe about 70 a year by time we get to exactly four. Most of them have been over the fence. That's not surprising. If you think about it, there's a fence all the way around the field. There are only two foul poles. And in many places, the fans can't even get at the ball. You can see the percentage that have been upheld at 68% overall. Fair foul has been one of the more difficult ones for the umpires. Fan interference is one of the easier ones. I'll break that down a little bit so you can see that 16% have been fan interference, 21 or so percent fair foul, and the rest over the fence. I've broken down the calls into those that are overturned and upheld, and whether they were changed from a home run to an over home run, or on the upheld ones were they originally home runs or not home runs. One thing you may notice on it here, we have seven changed on the fan interference, but that only adds up to six. What happened to the missing one? Well, that was last fall. Hunter Pence hit a ball that there was definitely fan interference on. It was so interesting that both managers ran out of the dugout on that. So, not surprisingly, the umpires went to look at it. It was originally ruled as a ball in play, and Pence had a double. After they came out, they decided that it was fan interference. The ball could have been caught, so they called him out. On the other hand, if it's also possible where the ball was, if it hadn't been caught, it could have been a home run. But they ruled the fellow was out. So Charlie Manuel obviously was not pleased with that call. He came out to discuss it. He was ejected. He protested the game on the grounds that they couldn't make a call from a non-home run to a non-home run. The protest obviously was not upheld. Okay, I'm going to a little bit of editorial comment. My first thought when I looked at it and said, they're only getting two-thirds of them right. I thought about that more. I said, that's really pretty good. If you think about the ones that are reviewed, I mean, when Adam Dunn hits one of his typical shots that goes way into the upper deck, that doesn't get reviewed. The ones that get reviewed are really the close calls. They've got to make it in real time. Sometimes it's a line drive, so it's moving pretty quickly. So they have to make it at real speed. And where are the umpires when they make this call? They're probably 150 to 200 feet away. They may be running to try and get closer. And as people know, if you're running and trying to make a decision on where something is, it can be harder to do. And they may not have the best viewing angle on things. So the more I think about it, getting that percent right is good. But it also shows the need of why we need the replays, because doing the good job, they're still missing about a third of the calls. Okay, we're well known at these conventions for trivia, so we're going to have some replay trivia to start with. So I'll ask for an answer for the question, which park has had the most? Any guesses on that? No? Someone else?
Seaview.
No? Even though it's up on the list that we'll get to. You got it. Okay, Fenway's got the most. Okay, hang on, because you get the follow-up. That was a toss-up question. You get the follow-up. Okay, Fenway's had 19 of them. That's five more than any other park. Okay, the follow-up is, what's caused most of them?
There's a ledge on the top of the Green Monster, and if you hit the ledge, which is really just like hitting the top of the wall, that's a home run.
You got it. Okay, so, if I see you at the ballpark, I'll buy you a cold one. You've won the prize. Some people might have thought the pesky pole, which is somewhat of a problem. There have been four of them at the pesky pole, but 11 of them are the Green Monster seats. So we're going to take a closer look at the Green Monster seats, and then a little later on, some of the other park features, quote-unquote, that cause replays. There's a long view of the left field wall. Whoops, that's, sorry, let me go back on that. With the monster seats up here, I hope you can see there's a vertical yellow stripe there. And there's another one, right field and Fenway, and other parks. I thought these were going to be causes of a lot of replays. Turns out they're not. On this one, it sort of marks the end of the wall, so to the left of the line or on the line is in play, but right to the right of the line is over this fence, and a ball could hit here and bounce back into play, but that apparently has not happened a lot. Taking a closer look at the monster seats, here's this ledge you just described very well. The top of the wall is right here. There's a ledge here, which you can see maybe over here. Ball can hit easily here, bounce back. I think the umpires in that case are more likely to rule it not a home run just because it makes their life easier. They can see how the play would have played out. And if it is a home run, then they know where to put the runners in the batter. I don't know in any cases where they found a ball with beer on it, which would make it clear that it was a home run. Okay, here's the, before they put those seats in, which I think was about 9 or 10 years ago, before replays, there was just a screen up here. You can't really see it, but they're in the post holding it up. So a ball that went over the Green Monster in those days just got caught by the screen. So there wouldn't have been replays, even if they were around, for the home runs to left field. Okay, now we'll take some more guesses. One park has 14, that is a five less. One has 13, one has 12, and I think four have 11. Any guesses on which one has 14? No? Actually, that's one of the fewer ones. I'll give you a... What? No? I'll give you a hint. We're going to be there in a few hours.
Oh,
whoops. Right. Target Field, as we like to call it. Okay, anybody have guesses on the one with 13? I don't know if I've heard it or not.
Citizens Bank?
What?
Citizens Bank?
No.
The right field thing that juts out?
In where?
In right field, it's the ledge that juts out.
In which park?
Park.
Well, actually, we're going to look more in left field. I'm going to look at a picture there. It could be right field's a problem also. Okay, Minute Maid Park in Houston was born Enron, but it's gone through a conversion in its life. The one with 12 is Comerica in Detroit. I heard Citi Field earlier. That's got 11. Now, the Yankees aren't going to let the Mets get ahead, so New York Yankees, the New Yankee Stadium also has 11. And Pittsburgh, PNC Park, and Phoenix Chase Field has 11. So, okay, one interesting thing about Target, it's a year behind everyone else. It didn't open until 2010, and the others, the two in New York, they missed the tail end of the 2008 season. But Fenway's obviously been around for the whole period, so I wonder if Target Field's going to manage to catch Fenway. So here's the left field line here, and if we look at it, we've got this little stone wall comes out almost to the foul pole, but not quite. That makes it a tough call. In fact, the very first game in Target Field, there was a replay on a ball that did go foul. I don't know if it was down in here or higher up, but it was upheld. But this makes for very possible problems on it, and there have been a number down the left field line, fair foul calls there. One thing I sort of skipped over in the past, as long as I'm fair foul, I didn't point out, there have been 20 reversals on fair foul plays. Only one of them changed the foul ball to a home run, and that was last week in Milwaukee. The other 19 changed home runs to foul balls. And as long as we're on, somebody mentioned Wrigley Field as a candidate. It's one of the fewest. The one with the fewest is Dodger Stadium. There's only been one there. There have been two in Oakland, three in Wrigley, three in Coors. There have been two so far in Marlins Park, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Okay, another guessing game. Where is this? If we look at the problem, there's the outfield, there's the warning track, here's a fence, and here's sort of a structure here, just calling for a ball to hit it and bounce off. No? Anybody have any ideas here?
Comerica.
Yeah, it's Comerica. And that's actually added. Comerica, when it originally opened in 2000, the fence was here, and here are the seats. But they added the bullpens here, and here's another view of it. Here's that same structure, sort of a shelter for the bullpen if they want it. There's also, to make things confusing, there's a little fence behind the fence. This is actually from a replay earlier this year. Miguel Cabrera hit a ball, went over this fence, got lodged in here. I don't think we can see the ball, but it was originally called the ground rule double because they... outfielder pointed to the ball and sent got wedged in, but they replayed it and Cabrera got a home run out of it. He also had one that bounced off this building and got a home run. And we'll look at a couple of the others here. Here's Houston, also high on the list. The left field, what a mess this is. You've got this, the yellow line, the top of the wall, but you've got a barrier here, sort of a screen to keep the fans from falling into the field. Very easy for a ball to hit here, bounce back. Ball could, I don't know if it's happened, here are the Crawford boxes. Ball might actually come over the boxes and hit back here. I don't know if that's hit here. Here we have another case with a yellow line. And I believe, since this is in far left field, the lighting there isn't very good. The lights are designed to hit the main part of the field. So the umpires may not have a good angle and may not have good light on it. Okay, this is left field in New Yankee Stadium. Very easy for the fans to reach out. Right field is like that. Also, and Citi Field are similar setups. I think there's something about New Yorkers, because left field and Camden Yards also the fans could reach out, but hasn't been nearly the problems in Camden Yards. Okay, so let's take a look now maybe the things that are more random, but who are the leading batters in getting replays? Three of them have had four reviews. Billy Butler, Horace A. Posada, and Scudero. I was wondering, are power hitters getting the reviews because they're going to hit a lot of long balls, or is it weaker hitters who just barely get the ball over? This doesn't really tell us a whole lot. Butler's the only one with power. But if we look at their number with three, and we see a lot of these are pretty good power hitters. So I don't know that we can make any judgments. There just aren't enough of them yet. Okay, a few oddities. Jorge Posada had four. Three of them have been for fan interference. And that's one of the least common calls. And all were upheld. Two in New York, one which were home runs, one which was a ball in play in Seattle. Here's a trivia question if Bruce wants to use it. What do these three guys have in common? Ryan Braun, Brandon Ainge, and Ian Kinsler. They're the only three players to lose two home runs to reviews, and both of them have had exactly two reviews. In the case of Inge and Kinsler, both were home runs that were changed to fouls, and one of Braun's was like that. Okay, so I can sort of wrap this up a little bit. The umpires do a good job. I think that's my editorial opinion, and I think anyone who thinks about it should come to a similar conclusion. Getting about two-thirds correct in real time, but because a third of them get changed roughly, they're a good idea. It's something we need. It's improving the game. Most are over-the-fence types, not a surprise. The biggest one of the 20 original foul calls was changed to a home run, so that means 19 of the 20 fair foul ones that were changed were originally home runs and changed to foul balls. So for some reason, it's, I guess, harder for the umpires to detect a ball going in front of the foul pole than behind the foul pole, and the replay can really make a difference there. The biggest culprit we've seen are the Green Monster seats. I don't think anything else, single feature, has been responsible for 11 reviews. So if you go to retrosheet.org, usually during the season, under the What's New section, we'll have a link to the replays because they come, usually several days a week, have replays. And you can see list descriptions. You can see a complete list for the parks. If you're really curious, you can see which umpires have been involved in the most. I think that's sort of random. We're going to post some slides and notes on the RetroSheet site, and if you want to email me, I'll send you a copy of this. So that's what I have. So, questions? Yeah.
Is there any incidents when the overturn has occurred without the request of one of the two teams, where the umpires on their own have made the determination?
I don't really know. I'd have to look through the descriptions. I sort of doubt it. I mean, generally the manager who thinks the call might go the other way is going to pop out of the dugout, and the umpires are usually accommodating on them. There may have been a couple where they've come out and the umpire said, no, we have no doubt, but that's not what you're asking. Back there?
Yeah, they said anything about, if it's possible to come out and say anything, how they can sort of help fix the problem with their seats up.
Not that I know of. I'm not sure they consider it a problem. I mean, because you get a replay. I think that most of them are pretty easily detected on it. I'm not sure what they could do except put a screen up in front of those seats that would catch those balls, and that wouldn't make the seats as attractive. So, and point out on the seats when I talk about a bad viewing angle, not only are the umpires maybe 150 feet away, they're what? 31 feet if it's a 6 foot tall umpire and a 37 foot wall beneath it, so not a good angle. Yes?
Have you done any sort of analysis as to, and I guess this would entail actually having to look at the replay, as to, those lines at the top where the ball maybe hits it or just goes over and comes back, whether umpire's default is, because it's back on the field, essentially not to call it a home run by instinct, but to consider it a ball in play, see how it develops and then go back and...
No, I could do that. Probably wouldn't be exact, but since I do MM classified by the type, he asked, have I analyzed umpires' tendencies on balls that are the over-the-fence type but bounce back into the field? Well, those are about the only ones that would be reviewed. And I suspect the umpires are figuring out if they call it in play, just because then they can see where the runners would end up. Then, rather than a home run, and if it's a home run, then it's obvious where the runners go. So, let's see. There may be, I may have a number on that back at the beginning if we can get back there. Shouldn't have done so many of those fancy things. Okay, we look at the if we look at the over-the-fence calls on them, on the overturn calls, well, it looks like originally home runs they called, sorry about that, they called 14 and 25, so 39 were originally called home runs, and 76 and 38, so that's 114, were originally called in play on that. So it looks like they do tend to call them in play rather than home runs. Yes?
Quick three-part question. Number one, could any of these problems have been foreseen? For 2 days now, we've been hearing how wonderful Market Field is, and that Moses put it down from Mount Sinai. Number one, could it have been foreseen? Number two, does the league have any control over the design of the stadium? And number three, is there any discussion about the league intervening to correct design flaws?
Yeah. Did everybody hear his questions? Okay, I have no idea on number two and number three. On number one, I know in Nationals Park, because I'm in the Washington area, and I've talked to David Vincent, who's the official scorer there, has talked to them. They have done some things to make the replays less likely. They've actually put a second screen on the left field foul pole that's parallel to the line, so balls that are curving will hit that screen and obviously be fair. They won't get a chance to curve into foul territory. I think in some places, if you look at, they've designed them so the fans, you know, can't really get at the ball anymore. But you know, Target Field obviously was not designed that way. I don't think they would have built the left field line that way. And I haven't been there, so, but somebody mentioned they thought there was a problem in right field too. So, and I have no idea if MLB even cares about it. They may think the replays just solved the problem. Okay, back there.
Have you had any recommendations for administrators as to other types of plays that ought to be eligible for replay?
Yeah, I have my own view. I have absolutely no idea what's going on. I've read that they're considering fair foul calls and trapped or caught calls. I would like to see a wider variety of calls, add a fifth person to the crew, or do something like hockey does, have people at MLB in New York who are reviewing them, so you don't actually have to have the umpires leave the field. You could have the fifth person in the crew just get in touch with the home plate umpire, or if they're in New York, get in touch with the home plate umpire and say we want to take a more careful look at it, because we've got the technology, we should get it right, but perhaps what they'll do is collect data on which ones have a high error rate and go after those next.
See how it calls? Do you want to see that on replay?
I would, but they may decide there are not enough mistakes on to make it worthwhile, so they ought to collect data, but that's my view. That's not anything official.
Last question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You said that MLB is not releasing information about the time it takes to do these reviews.
Correct.
Is anyone else, like Fangraphs or somebody else, tracking that information and trying to assemble it?
I have no idea. All I know is that on some of the descriptions, you know, Dave Vincent or someone else has put in a comment that, you know, it was either very quick that they came out in like a minute or it took a long time, but I don't know if anyone is collecting data on that or not. On the site, the website, we have links to an MLB page. Unfortunately, they stopped updating it after the 2010 season. But they're not, they, even the replays they show there don't show how long it is.
Thank you very
much.
Okay.
Mark?
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
I can tell you. Yeah.